AEnergy.com today.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. I appreciate you joining me. It is Saturday, the 12th of March. Hope you guys had a good week, and I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I am opening the show today with a guy who I think is probably the most important voice out there in the precious metals community, James Turk. James has written books. He has an organization called GoldMoney.com, which allows people to very safely invest in precious metals should they choose to. Just a guy who is really, really knowledgeable, and a guy who I have to say I truly respect his opinion. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the gold market right now. James, number one, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
You're talking about three factors that are causing a strong gold market right now, and you're saying that the three factors are, number one, turmoil in the Middle East, number two, the continued central bank printing of money, which is something I totally don't understand, and number three, something that a lot of people aren't really considering right now, and that is the inflationary pressure that's going on in mainland China. Let's start with that topic. What's happening over there?
Yeah, you know, China is the world's largest producer of gold. They've become that over the past few years by continuing to develop their mines, the precious metals mines. And up until recently, domestic production was able to satisfy the demand that the Chinese have for gold. And up until last year, China was actually a net exporter of silver. Well, all of that has changed. China is now importing huge amounts of gold. They're also starting to import huge amounts of silver. I think the market is still trying to come to grips with the demand that China experienced that they learned from their parents and grandparents, that you have to buy precious metals to protect yourself from inflationary pressures. So the demand for both gold and silver in China is huge, and I think that's going to be a big factor in rising gold prices for the rest of the year.
And you're saying, James, that the main reason behind that is because the Chinese are looking for precious metals as a hedge against inflation. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's interesting. Let's flip over to the Middle East. You know, we got an interesting situation over there. The French on Thursday recognized the rebel Libyan government as being the official government of Libya, which I got to tell you, I think that they might have been, kind of moving ahead a little too quickly on that one. But, you know, that's certainly adding to the instability over there. You've got the clerics in the really hardline conservative clerics in Iran coming into power in the government. And when I say coming into power, I mean the Ayatollah Khomeini is certainly been in power for a long time, but I mean the whole group around him is getting to be very, very hardline conservative. I mean, things like that really, really bother me, as they have to be bothering some other people, and I think that's an important factor looking at the price of gold, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it sure is, because there's so much oil that comes from the Middle East. If that oil is disrupted, you know, that's going to create severe problems for economies around the world. And so the political tensions that are arising because of the turmoil in the Middle East is creating enough uncertainty that that's also causing people to, you know, go to gold as a safe haven. And I must admit, you know, just following the events over there, it seems like it's a real roll of the dice as to how it's going to all play out.
Boy, I think it really is a roll of the dice as to how it's all going to play out. I personally am not particularly optimistic at this moment in time, but you know, we shall see. Printing money, you know, it's interesting, but the United States is just printing huge amounts of money, or as some of my listeners like to correct me, they're not really printing the money, they're just creating more money, you know, by you pressing numbers into various computer systems. But this is something that, to me, I think is the main reason that the price of gold is continuing to increase. And I think it's the main reason that people really ought to stop and think about maybe taking some of their money and putting it into gold.
Yeah, I agree that and you're right, it's not necessarily printing. It's, you know, computer-generated money that
right.
The Federal Reserve is doing. But you've got to remember, all of these dollars that are being created You know, oil is still priced in dollars. Food is still priced in dollars. So when, you know, all of these dollars are being printed, it's not hard to understand why the price of oil is rising, why the price of food is rising. It's not that they're bad crops or, you know, that oil is in short supply. It's that it's too much money, too much extra currency that's being created, and that's causing these inflationary pressures. There's another flaw in the logic of what the Federal Reserve is doing. I think they think that they can pump up the U.S. domestic economy by flooding it with money. But because of the trade deficits and, you know, the free flow of capital, a lot of this money, these newly printed dollars, are ending up outside of the United States. And that's what's causing these inflationary pressures in places like China and world food indices to rise to record highs. So, you know, I think the Federal Reserve is you know, really doing a lot of damage, not only with the dollar, but, you know, global economy because of the printing that they're doing.
Well, when you talk about the global economies and because of the printing that we're doing over here, my comment is think about the potential of social unrest in those countries where families can't buy enough food to feed their kids. I mean, the social unrest, forget political, the social unrest that's going to come out of that. You start threatening families, you start threatening kids, look out, because people won't take that lying down.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, the original riots, the original reason for the riots and civil unrest that occurred in so many countries around the world was rising food prices. You know, there's nothing to get people, you know, upset and irate other than a hungry child or an empty stomach.
Yep.
So, you know, these food riots are, you know, something that have to be dealt with, and you're not going to deal with that by creating more inflationary pressures. That just is going to worsen the problem.
James, you have to ask yourself, why is the U.S. government doing that? I mean, they are causing serious problems around the world just in the area of food supply. Okay, then let's not use the word supply. Let's use the word food consumption. They're causing some really serious problems. The implications of that, in my opinion, are huge.
Yeah, they really are. But, you know, they seem to be wedded to two things. One is that they have to bail out the banks rather than let the weak hands, you know, the weak links in the chain fail.
Yeah.
And secondly, you know, they seem to be wedded to these chalkboard theories that sound great in paper and in academic journals, but it's, you know, how the world really works. And what I'm referring here, of course, is to Keynesianism.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite clear in the long run, Keynesianism is dead. But, you know, the Federal Reserve and a lot of U.S. government economists haven't come to recognize that, in fact, that they're following crank economic theories and they have to go back to basics.
Yeah. It really is interesting to me. I mean, John Maynard Keynes, you know, if you read about the guy, you know, came from a very privileged family, looked down, for lack of better terms, to a large extent on people who he felt were beneath him socially and economically and the rest of it. And it is amazing to me that the foundation, the economic theories that I learned as an undergraduate too many years ago, really the foundation of economics, to a very large extent, is Keynesian. And, boy, anybody with a, you know, with any common sense whatsoever realizes the fallacy in that particular theory, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. What people really need to do is they need to re-educate themselves. You know, they have to get on the internet, Google for the Austrian School of Economics,
right.
Read stuff by Mises, Rothbard, and everybody within the Austrian School, and you'll learn how the world really does work.
How the world really does work. Listen, you guys, we're going to be right back. Always appreciate having Mr. Turk on the show. He's a good guy. He's a very knowledgeable guy. Go out there and, you know, take his advice. Learn how economics really works. Go on the internet, Google Austrian economics, and read some of that stuff. It makes all the sense in the world. When you do, you're going to realize the fallacy in some of the thinking that's going on and some of the actions that are going on on the part of the United States and some of the other developing countries. James, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
Okay, Big Al's going to be back with you shortly.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out, Corlin. You know, it's always very, very interesting to me to hear what James Turk has to say about precious metals. when it comes to being a real authority on the metals markets, I got to tell you, he's hard to find a replacement for. I'm chatting with another gentleman right now who's considered to be a real expert in that industry, Oscar Carboni. Oscar is the president, and he's the chief commodities analyst of an organization called Omni Trading Academy. More important than Omni, not more important, but, you know, a very easy way to find out more about what Oscar does is just go to the website, which is www.livewithoscar.com. Mr. Carboni, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And you're right. He's always got a great opinion on metals. We have a completely different approach when it comes to trading markets.
Uh-huh.
We are technical analysts. And we have found in the last 29 years that we've been doing this that the fundamentals always come out in the charts first.
Yep.
So as far as metals are concerned, we looked at gold just a couple of weeks ago and said, traders, there's a, you know, the gold starting to get a little bit heavy up here.
Right.
But an interesting thing is starting to take place. And if you'll give me a moment, I'll explain what I think is going on between the silver and the gold at this point.
Sure.
I spent many, many years down in the actual silver, gold, copper, platinum, and palladium pits as a pit trader. So I know the market's characteristics pretty well. And what I've noticed was this. Back in the beginning of this bull run, 06, 07, where it all began in gold, gold started at 450, 500, rallied to 650, 700, and silver was still sitting around 10, 11, 12 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Gold rallies all the way over 1,000. Silver makes it to 15. Then silver finally runs up to about 30, 35, where we see it now. It took gold to move $1,000 before silver moved 15 cents.
Yep.
So what that tells you is the traders in gold are starting to realize at this point gold is getting a little bit too pricey, but silver is still way underpriced in comparison gold-to-silver ratio. So they started to sell off some gold and buy into the silver. We've witnessed that in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I started doing this radio show back in the early 1990s, but I switched to hard assets when gold was trading at $254 an ounce, and silver at that time was around $3. And the reason I did it is, well, I mean, there's a whole lot of fundamental reasons that I felt that the markets were not going to continue that way. I thought that the NASDAQ bubble was absolutely ridiculous, and I thought, you know, if you really look at fundamentals, you probably really want to be involved in other areas, specifically commodities. You know, it's funny, Oscar. I was speaking in Frankfurt, Germany about, I don't know, 3 years ago, I guess 4 years ago, whatever. And I went on right after Jim Rogers, who's a pretty bright guy when it comes to commodities. And Jim and I ended up having dinner that night, Jim and my wife, Kathy, and drinking too much wine. But Jim said, Corlin, you watch. We are in the mother of all secular bull markets for commodities, you know, and it's not going to be over until 2000. I think the year he came up with was around 2017. And I got to tell you, I felt that way for a long time. And, you know, when you get guys like Roger saying it, you know that we're still in for a run. But, you know, speaking of commodities, what I want to chat with you about right now a little bit is what's going on in the oil sector. You know, we've got some real serious stuff going on over in the Middle East. I mean, on Thursday, for example, it was one of the headlines was Saudi police open fire on protesters. It's Saudi Arabia, man. You know, you have continued uncertainty as to what's going on in Libya, et cetera, et cetera. You've got the hardline clerics really starting to consolidate their power and take over the government in Iran. I got to tell you, that's got to have some kind of effect on the price of oil, but that's not my area of expertise. It is yours.
Well, let me say this. Oil is very interesting, as we know, and it's all in the newspapers right now. It's all the rage at this moment. And before we actually talk about the oil, the technicals, and the fundamentals, we have to realize this. When every radio station, TV station, and newspaper is blaring about the same topic, the world gets nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So the more it's the darling of the news, which it has to be because it's top day news, the more people are going to focus in on it and start to trade against the oil. Oil goes up, they sell everything that they own.
Yep.
Oil goes down, they start buying back. So we've seen a little of that. But there's more to the story. Imagine this. Last time oil broke 100, it knocked our stock market down about 228 points.
Yeah.
And then the stock market recovered a bit. Oil breaks 115, 120, and it knocks our market down even further.
Mm-hmm.
But during that period, that was 2007, 2008, leading into 2009, we also had a crashing derivatives market and a failing real estate market. And the three things combined broke the back of the U.S. and world economies. This time around, we have something different going on. First of all, the crude is up over 100, yes, but there's no failing real estate market. That's done already in old news. And there's no crashing derivatives market. So the U.S. stock market can probably withstand crude up here. But there's an interesting thing going on. There has been no disruption in the amount of crude moving since the Middle East started to have its freedom fever, so to speak. So we've got the same amount of crude moving. Saudi Arabia says that their ministers also tell us that we can pump up 3.5 million more barrels per day and basically cover almost anybody in the Middle East that goes down. But here's what gets scary. Today there are protests in Saudi Arabia, and there are some news articles going out that maybe some protesters were fired upon. I'm not sure that that's a fact because I haven't seen that from my own eyes, but now these news articles go out that they're being fired upon by the government. That is making the price immediately move higher, whether or not there's a disruption in crude, because Saudi Arabia is the country that can add the crude in just in case Algeria goes down and we see what's going on in Libya. Well, if those guys stop giving us oil, Saudi Arabia can make up for it. If Saudi Arabia has a problem, what do? The price of oil will skyrocket. Even though it does skyrocket, however, I don't think it trashes the world's economy as it did in 07, 08, because we don't have the other factors or other variables pushing the crude. But if you'll allow me, there's a slight bit more going on here.
Sure.
If you look at the statistics around the planet at this point in time between oil companies, refineries, hedgers, commodity pool operators, commodity pools themselves, ETF funds, you name it, add all the funds together, there's a 40-some-odd billion-dollar bet that oil goes higher. Now, that sounds like a lot, and those boys have, if you want to call them the boys, they have control of the crude market right now. But let's remember this. There's a $4 trillion bet that the S&P goes higher. The Fed did that for us. So 40 to 50 billion in crude is not going to stop 4 to 4.5 trillion in the S&P. I think we can withstand these crude prices as they move higher. We will get a jolt. The S&P will come down a bit each time the crude does that. But I think once we get used to the price, the new price, if it's 104, 110, 112, the world gets used to it and our stock market continues to move higher alongside of it. If we break 135, 145, different story. Then we have a big problem. If we rise slowly the way we are, I think that we'll be okay in our economies. People will have to carpool a little bit, we know that, and be a little more conservative, but I don't think it breaks our back like it did 07, 08.
It did cause some problems in 07 and 08. You know, I remember going back even farther to like 76, 77 in that area, standing in line, so to speak, to, for lack of better terms, you know, to get gas. It was kind of an interesting time, but I don't know. It's interesting to see what's going to happen this time. Oscar, I'd like you to do me a favor. I want to get you back on the show. You are very, very knowledgeable when it comes to these issues. The way you took off on gold and silver, for example, I think was, you know, that showed a lot of insight on your part. So we're going to get you back in the near future. Listen, you guys, Oscar Carboni is the president of Omni Trading Academy. Go to his website, www.livewithoscar.com. Thanks so much, buddy.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition taking charge of their life and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. We're going to break tradition a little bit here in this first segment, and we normally talk about companies, resource companies that we like in the second hour of the show, but got some room here in the first hour, and so I want to take care of that by a conversation with Randy Turner. Randy is a president of a company called SilverQuest. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, they are sponsors on our website. I am not an investor in SilverCorp at this SilverQuest at this point, but I can almost guarantee you that I will be in the future. And if I decide to do that, I will certainly let you folks know that I'm going to buy the stock 3 days before I buy it. Randy, you guys just got back from two really big resource conferences. The BMO conference, which was down in Florida, was a couple of weeks ago, or about a week and a half ago, actually. And then you went directly from there to the Prospectors and Developers Association conference up in Toronto, Ontario. Both of these are probably the two most prestigious conferences in the resource industry. First, let me get your opinion as to the general tone of the attendees there. Optimistic, pessimistic, or what?
Good morning, Al. Yes, I think the overall was great enthusiasm for the precious metal sector, particularly the silver sector. We saw Eric Sprott give a talk on silver down at the BMO conference, in which he is sort of looking out at up to almost $100 an ounce for silver here in the future based on his 16-to-1 ratio. That's the gold to silver. So yeah, Certainly a lot of enthusiasm for the silver. And, of course, today silver is almost $36. Gold, of course, precious metals. And certainly a focus on the lithium and some of the rare earths. So,
oh, yeah.
overall, Al, the between BMO, where it's an institutional conference, to the 27,000 people that attended PDAC this year, I don't think in my career have I ever seen so much enthusiasm for the sector.
Well, I know I saw that when I was speaking at the Silver Summit in Phoenix, Arizona here a little while ago. I mean, the enthusiasm is absolutely incredible. Let's talk a little bit about SilverQuest. Now, you guys put out a press release back on March 2nd, basically discussing your asset in some very quantitative terms. Talk about that for me, will you?
Yes, this is our Davison project in central British Columbia, where we have a 25% interest in a project with our partner Richfield Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
And Richfield Ventures put out their first resource, both inferred and indicated. The majority of the indicated would be on their wholly owned land to the south of ours, where they've done much more detailed drilling. But overall, they've come up with a number for us, which is on our side of the fence, we'll say, in which we have a 25% interest of 1.36 million ounces gold in the inferred and about 10,000 ounces on the indicated. But the overall resource today, combining our project with their project, is about 2.34 million ounces in the inferred and 1.83 million ounces in the indicated.
Big number.
Yeah, big number, and the potential to expand as we move forward here.
What are plans for that particular project for the rest of 2011, Randy?
Well, Richfield has actually put in a press release that they intend to do 30,000 meters of drilling, which, of course, a majority of that will be on our side of the fence.
Right.
And that's going to be expected to commence very shortly. They've got three rigs up on site. The camp is completely winterized, so we expect to see this program underway very soon.
Randy, for our listeners who don't understand exactly what a 25% interest in an asset like this really means, explain to them the upside on this particular, you know, on this particular situation for SilverQuest, would you?
Yes. Well, I think when you look at something like this, where right now we've already got a minimum here of over 4.2 million ounces in the indicated and inferred. And for your listeners, to move from the inferred into the indicated really is much more detailed drilling.
Yeah.
And the potential to expand. So we have 25% on our side of the fence, but really when you look at a deposit like this, which is a porphyry-style gold deposit, we have a 12.5% overall sort of estimate right now. I'll qualify that, Al, in that we don't know the extent, both either north or south. It is wide open and it's open to depth. So potentially right now, for the benefit of the SilverQuest shareholders there, we're sitting with a minimum right now about 300,000 or 400,000 ounces. So, and that's more in the inferred category, but the potential to grow it and move that into the indicated will come as a result of more detailed drilling this year.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but also to develop that into a situation where you're actually generating, you know, this is going to the income statement, you're actually generating cash, pretty much your costs are fairly minimal because Richfield is got the bulk of those costs.
Oh, that's quite correct, yes. So we're putting up 25% of the drilling costs this year. So our actual cost to the company is approximately about $2 million, or slightly less. And that includes some engineering costs, metallurgical costs, environmental costs, First Nations consultations. So it's going to be a real benefit to us and to the company as we march forward.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the other properties that you're working on.
Okay, well, 30 kilometers to the west of the Davison project, of course, is our Capoose project, in which we had put out a resource earlier. And we've discussed that in the past, but I think it's definitely worth discussing again and mentioning that with the amount of silver in the at this time right now, we've got almost 55 million ounces of silver and about 830,000 ounces of gold, that particularly now as silver keeps moving up, this becomes much more and more attractive. That deposit is still wide open again along striking at depth, so between the Davison and the Capoose project, we have two substantive deposits that we're exploring and advancing. And for your listeners, we own the majority of the land in between the two deposits, so we'll be actively exploring this summer.
You're talking basically 18 miles apart. You own the majority of those 18 miles, and you're going to be seeing if there's – this summer you're going to be exploring and seeing if there's really anything there also. I would have to assume that being in that area, it's kind of a stretch to assume that there's nothing there. I mean, there has to be something, right?
Yeah, well, that's correct. And one of the challenges that has always been out there is that the area is covered by glacial debris. And it hasn't been explored for years.
Right.
So the area has been opened up because of the pine beetle kill, lots of logging roads, lots of easier accessibility than 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
And the same rock package that hosts the Capoose and the Davison lies in between these two deposits. So certainly there's lots of blue sky out there for future exploration.
I've got to tell you, it really makes me feel good personally that there's so much mining activity going on in British Columbia right now, given the fact that under some previous governments, and this is going back a few years, I mean, they weren't particularly mining friendly, but boy, I'll tell you, the provincial government woke up and they realized how important the mining industry was to British Columbia. How could anybody ever forget that? And I know now that the support that you guys are getting from the provincial government and also from the First Nations is significant, because they realize the importance of the contribution of the mining industry to their own endeavors.
Yeah, that's correct. And the mining is one of the top professions here in British Columbia. And down at PDAC, we were visited by the Minister of Mines for British Columbia, and you can certainly see that there is very much a pro-development for development here in British Columbia in the mining sector. So working between the government and the First Nations, we're advancing a lot of projects, and I think BC will be certainly one of the focal points in exploration in Canada and throughout the world.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. Listen, a couple of things, again, in the interest of full disclosure that I have to say. Number one, as I said, if you want more information on SilverQuest, simply click on their banner. You can get all the information you want. We will be aggressively following this company in the future. I think some good things are going to come out. Randy, thanks so much, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Al.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Carlin Economic Support Time. Al Carlin, appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with my buddy Dan Tocenti. Dan is a CPA. He's an analyst. He's a money manager. You know, you name it, and he's it. He's trying to be a professional golfer, but that's really not working so far. Whenever I want to talk politics, Dan is one of the most interesting guys to chat with because he is very opinionated, but in addition to being very opinionated, he's incredibly well-informed. We're going to chat a little bit kind of on current administration, and the reason I want to talk about this is I did an editorial last Monday that we got a fair amount of responses to, and in this editorial I said that my buddy Trader Raj and I, you know, our eyes were opened up a little bit by my oldest daughter when she started to say, not when she started to say, but when she said, you know, for so many years I was totally against the Republicans, I was totally against George Bush, etc., and I'm kind of changing my mind right now because, you know, I'm starting to realize that perhaps former President Bush was a pretty decent human being, and yeah, he did some stuff that I disagreed with, but, you know, so what? Nobody's going to do everything that people agree with. And I thought that was interesting because I thought that her comment represented, to me anyway, going in the direction of perhaps more cooperation in this country, more working together. Chatting with Dan a little bit about that off the air, and I'm not sure that he agrees with me. Danny, what do you think?
I think the Bushes are decent people. I thought his dad was a decent man and an honorable man,
sure.
And both of them have carried this belief that you give credit to other people and not take it yourself.
Right.
Unlike the current president who takes credit for everything. But,
right.
I figured over time it would soften, and in the heat of battle, in the heat of an actual war, people don't like, nobody likes wars. I don't like wars, but what irritated me the most is the way the Democrats, the people on the left, the way they treated the president, calling him a liar, saying that he made up the information that led us to go to war.
Yeah.
There was no evidence of that whatsoever, and as we've talked before, all the architecture that he created out of nothing, Guantanamo and the trials that they held down there, and the ability to go and seek information and to attack across the border in Pakistan, all of that is still in place, and many other things. And the Obama administration, many of their people, and Obama himself during the campaign, badmouth the president about that during a time of war while our guys were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's kept all that architecture in place, and It says a lot about that guy, which I don't like. So in answer to the larger question, is he a decent man? And, you know, is it just a policy difference I have with him? Well, I don't know. I didn't see Bush doing that. And I've seen many conservatives that have been more pure in their assessments mm-hmm. of things. Some that are not, and I differentiate between those people. That you should be honest in your, even in politics, you should have a level of honesty.
Well, of course you should. You know, one thing I want to bring up here that is, it may seem irrelevant, but I think it really speaks to former President Bush's Jr.'s character is, he was down here in the desert last weekend, and where we're living right now, and interesting article in the Desert Sun, which is down here in the Coachella Valley, and he made a comment about playing golf. You know, the Bush family, going all the way back to Walker, have been very, very avid golfers. I mean, the Walker Cup, which is one of the most prestigious events in golf, is named after Walker. And, you know, George Bush Sr. was a very avid golfer. As is Jr., he's also a very avid golfer. And he made a comment on the record that ran on the front page of the Desert Sun down here, and that was, he said, you know, he said, I gave the game up for about 4 or 5 years while I was in office. And the reporter said, why? And he said, you know what? Because we were at war. And I didn't want some kid's mother to think that their president was out on the golf course while her son or daughter was killed in action. That shows to me a lot about the man's character, Dan.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things, even just the way he plays golf. I like the fact that they try to play fast. And, you know, for golfers, we know you can tell the type of golfer there was. We saw a different style of play with Mr. Clinton years ago. But, you know, he is a decent man, and he's a caring man, and he's a concerned person, and he's an honorable person. It's just he faced an onslaught of this horrible propaganda against him, which was so unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really difficult because, you know, maybe you do have a policy difference with going to war. I think that both wars are going to pay huge dividends, but that's for history to decide.
Sure.
At the same time, while our guys are fighting, while the president was elected fairly and was in office and made a decision with our troops, that's a no-no. We shouldn't be doing that type of thing. So, yeah, I was disgusted by it personally, and the current person in office, Mr. Obama, he continues to say and do things that where he blames things on other. I call him Oblama because he blames everybody else for problems and takes credit for things that he's not due, including this gradual improvement in our economic affairs.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to happen eventually.
For sure.
You know, maybe he speeds it up a month or two or three, but at what cost?
Yeah.
At the cost of billions or trillions of dollars
mm-hmm.
to juice the system. So
yeah.
We could talk about that at length if you'd like.
Well, the one thing I want to bring up before we get into that is the point I was trying to make wasn't about President Obama's character or former President George Bush's character or former President Bill Clinton's character. That's not the issue in my mind. The issue here that I think is really, really important is I think we are seeing more compromise. Now, that wouldn't be apparent, you know, if you only considered certain things that are going on in society. For example, the situation right now in Wisconsin, I mean, that's a bit of a joke. But by the same token, you look at California, and Jerry Brown is saying, Governor Jerry Brown is saying, we got to make some cuts. We have to raise taxes. It's the only way we're going to get out of trouble. But I want the people to vote on that. I don't want to just say unilaterally, we're going to raise taxes, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to, you know, these hardships are going to occur. I want the people to be aware of it, and I want them to be able to vote on it. Dan, I know that you're not a particularly Democratic and you're a Democrat in your political bent, but I have to say, I think that action on the part of Governor Brown is beginning to show that, you know, we are starting to kind of work together, for lack of better terms. You think I'm nuts?
I think you're nuts.
Oh, you are so crazy.
You know, I love you like a brother, but I hate to be the cynical guy in the room all the time, but let me just point up a little bit of the phoniness of that whole comment, that whole campaign that he ran, where I'm not gonna have any tax increases unless the people vote for it. Well, the people have had the habit of voting for, and they've been placing on the ballot, initiatives where certain people pay taxes and certain others do not, and
mm-hmm.
a large group of others do not. So
yeah.
It's really easy to say, I'm going to wait till there's a vote, and I'll put it to the people. Yeah, We put it to the people, and a small segment of the population will pay all the tax. In this case, he spread it a little bit, but not that much. It's a high-tax state. And so,
yes, it is.
You know, he's doing further damage. The problem is really in these unsustainable programs that they continue to add on to the government structure.
But he's talking about cutting the programs. He's talking about cutting 5 weeks out of the school year, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. Have we done anything like they've done in Ohio or in Wisconsin, where we've actually gone to the root of some of the problems, like these egregious pay packages that we give out to unionized government workers? They have no business being unionized.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's when we get to that stage, then I might get behind him. But that's not really what he's doing. They use those as threats. The moment that there's a problem, they say, well, we're going to take your police and fire from you. And you just watch out if that's what you want. Otherwise, we better raise taxes. It's always that game. And I've seen it too many times in California. It's a mismanaged state. It has bad roads. It has bad management. It has a very liberal government. And this is going to be more of the same, but he's going to have to do something to save face and to pretend that he's a middle of the road.
Okay, so you're basically saying that you don't think that both sides of the aisle are in the very beginning stages of working together.
I think that by necessity they're going to have to.
Right.
But is it because they have a desire to be to work with each other? No, has nothing to do with that. Are they seeing it the other person's way? No, it's not. And same with the federal government. We're talking about a deficit of $1.6 trillion plus.
Soon to be $2 trillion.
Yeah, and they're arguing over whether the cut should be $5 billion or $60-something billion. You know, I don't know. I'm not the greatest mathematician of all time, but I know you're not getting there that way.
No.
So those are pebbles in the ocean.
We are fairly conservative. Take out the word fairly conservative in our views here, but I really believe in listening to both sides of every single story. And for any listener out there who really, really believes that what we're saying is 100% wrong and wants to come out and give the other side, I welcome that. And I have to tell you, Big Al's not going to necessarily argue with you, even though I disagree. I truly, truly would like to see somebody from the other side of the aisle, so to speak, come on and give their views. Big Al's going to be back in the next hour. Thanks.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.